This is really happening, folks. Look at, I've got Robot Todd right next to me.
Hi. Wait, what? The puppets didn't work out.
No, we don't have puppets, but look, we have artificial intelligence Todd right here, live. Where are you right now, Todd?
I'm at Squaw Valley. You can see behind me. Actually, excuse me. I'm at Palisades of Tahoe. My old brain is still hooked to that old name.
You're still adjusting.
You can see behind me, that is the snowboard park down there. And what I'm doing is I'm flying through the air.
Oh my gosh. So you're actually out there doing it. You're actually out there doing it.
Yeah, I'm walking the walk, Chris.
Man, that's so cool. Well, I don't want to keep you off the slopes for too long, but you know you've got a job to do. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris Cote.
Hi, I'm Todd Richards. Chris, I could use a little sunscreen. Could you rub a little sunscreen on me?
I could put a little sunscreen on you. Here we go. There we go. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Todd, because one of the presenting sponsors of the Monday Mass is Sunbum. Sunbum is waiting.
I could use a little.
We have tons at the office. What are you doing?
Well, I didn't bring it with me.
Oh, my God. Sponsor nightmare, Todd Richards. Well, Todd, Sunbum is waging a war on skin cancer. Their message, we don't care if you use ours, just use sunscreen. We love it. And there's antioxidants in here, too, Todd. I wish you had some.
Yeah. He was one of the best Finnish snowboarders of all time.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, that is true. Antioxidant. You're so funny. Todd, save the date, May 11th. May 11th, Sunbum HQ. More to come on that. Trust us. Tell me about the goggles you're wearing. Are those by another one of our sponsors, Spy Optics?
So these are Spy Optics. Spy Optics. They've got the Happy Moose lens in there right now. I don't know if you can see. Let's just show you where I am. This is Palisades, Tahoe right now, and it's very bright. A lot of sun hitting me. And these goggles, they keep my eyes so they don't become two smoldering sockets.
Well, it sounds windy, too.
A little windy. I'm kind of tucked down below the wind line. I'm trying to keep it less windy.
Sit down in the snow.
I am.
Opus Footwear. We got Opus Footwear on our feet at Opus Footwear. We'll be more on that on Skate News. We got to get Todd out of here. So we're just going to go right into some. You want to talk about.
Well, I mean, you could do the rest of the podcast by yourself.
I'm going to do the rest of it by myself, but I want you involved with some of it.
Okay.
Do you want to just do snow news because you're in the snow and it's like pertinent? And
yeah.
It's... Go ahead.
Let's do it.
What is it?
Well, here we are. Snow news is brought to you by Mammoth Mountain Ski Area. I may be at Palisades right now, but Mammoth is going to outlast them this year in their season. Mammoth is looking at mid-June, maybe even 4th of July, they're claiming.
Bro.
They're going to close. It is going to be great, so get out there while you still can. There's still lots of snow to be had up there at Mammoth Mountain. All right, snow news.
Love to hear it.
Well, Chris, right now there's a lot of action going down in Scandinavia, and it's wild because there's been a whole bunch of, like, miniature super park things happening in Scandinavia. The Nitro team was out there at a very small ski resort in Sweden putting on absolute hammer demos. It was incredible. Also, we had a Red Bull event that went down at Mount Bachelor this past weekend. And this is going to show up pretty soon on your Instagram if it hasn't already. And then you're going to see a full edit. But what it was is that people were paired off into teams of two, and they would go around Mount Bachelor, and they would enhance the terrain, the natural terrain that was already on offer, and they would have to put together an edit, and the winners of that would go home with a big prize. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but there were some incredible leaps off of the cornice.
It's called Red Bull. It's called Red Bull landing gear.
Yeah, Red Bull landing gear. That's it. I don't have my notes.
I got my notes.
I'm up here in it.
Yeah, I know
I'm up here in
it,
Chris.
Well, that's going to be judged by an esteemed panel: Chris Grenier, Sleepy Stevens, and Annie Fast. Grendiesel,
and they were all blindfolded during the entire judging process, so you know that was legitimate. So that should be really cool. And hometown heroes won it. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but the hometown heroes took it, and it's no surprise there.
Okay.
Also, we've got the World Quarterpipe Championships coming up this weekend. Coming up, at Mammoth Mountain. Slush Magazine's putting that on. If you are up at Mammoth, or if you have the desire to get your butt into the snow some more, it's a great opportunity to head up to Mammoth, because there's some high-flying action going on at the World Super World Quarter Pipe Championships.
Well, a quarter pipe is like a half pipe, but it's just half of it.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a full pipe. Oh, really?
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
And it's going to be great. Also, Mount Baldy is still handling business in Southern California. Chris, can you believe it?
That's amazing. That's incredible.
It's 75 degrees at the beach, and they're still handling business up there in the San Gregorio Range. Can you say that with me? San Gregorio? San Gregorio.
Sausage Bay.
Also, in snowboard news, I have just signed on for the midlife crisis session up at High Cascade Snowboard Camp this summer with Blaze Rosenthal and Chad Otterstrom, and it's going to be fun. It's basically like a middle-aged snowboard camp. Although I'm on the sunsetting side of the middle age.
Okay.
The middle ages.
This is between 40 and 50-ish year olds. Yeah,
50 plus. Chad Otterstrom says that there should be a handicap for people that do 720s over 50 years old. So if you extrapolate that, it's like a 14-year-old doing a 2160.
Perfect. I love that.
So technically, I've been doing a lot of 2160s today.
That's sick. Hey, before I let you go, I just want to break into surf news a little bit, because I know this is stuff that you love to talk about. Surf news brought to you by Sunbum right here. All eyes are on Snapper Todd. While you're up in the mountains, are you going to get a chance to watch the Challenger series? Because the waves are perfect.
I watched it last night. I watched, a couple of the final runs of the women's. And, dude, that wave is just unbelievable.
Well, good news. So we do get the Challenger series to enjoy, and it's been amazing. We're talking of, heat after heat, four surfers, every heat. Every wave ridden, every wave ripped. Nat Young, I think one of the highest scores. I mean, everyone's going off. But the good news here is in the 2025 WSL Championship Tour season, Snapper is back, Todd.
Snapper, we get to see
the best of the best at Snapper.
Listen to this shit. Remember how we were talking about last week about, is Kelly Slater really retired? Well, guess what? He faked us out again.
Yeah.
He's wild-carded in to Double some of the fake. Biggest events of the year. So how does that make you retired?
I actually was DMing Kelly Slater. No big deal. And he said, look, he's retiring from full-time competition, but if he does get the invite to surf perfect waves with no one out, of course he's going to take it. So he's basically created his own dream tour. His own Kelly Slater reality tour.
I like that.
And there's Tahiti, Fiji. I know everybody's saying it. I know everyone's thinking it. He could win at those places.
Easy.
We'll see. Lots of WSL news. The WSL announced their wild cards for the rest of the 2025 season. So Lakey Peterson and Zhao Chianca are getting the season wild cards. Stephanie Gilmore and Felipe Toledo will also get those season wild cards. All four athletes will be rejoining the championship tour at stop number one in 2025.
That's just as predicted.
That's wild, right?
Do you have any surf news that doesn't involve the WSL?
No. This is interesting, though. Okay, so you and Kelly Slater are roughly the same age.
He's a little younger than me.
A little younger, but Kelly Slater, I think for one of the first times in his career, has asked for the help of a coach, Glenn Micro Hall.
Wow.
Glenn Micro Hall will be coaching Kelly Slater in Tahiti, in Fiji, and I believe right now it's Snapper. What do you think about...
Kind of a wild dynamic. Like, how do you coach... Like, obviously, Micro has probably looked up to Kelly's... career and Kelly himself for, like, how do you do that? How do you offer the GOAT? Like, I don't know. I would be so intimidated by that.
I think it's a similar kind of thing of, you know, like JJ Thomas with Sean White. You've got coaches, like coaching Gabriel Medina, for example. Like, the dude is so good. You can't really coach him on technique. Same with Kelly. But I think it's more of like a therapist slash coach, you know, like doing something different, adding something to your arsenal to potentially make you better.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that Micro's got a ton to offer Kelly in terms of like, well, actually dude, like Kelly's like one of the best to ever surf snapper ever. So it's like, what? I don't know, dude. It's got to be really interesting, and it'd be really cool to pick Micro's brain about how he approaches that. I think that's probably one of the more fascinating things going on in competitive surfing right now is what do you do to coach the best ever? Oh, my God, Chris.
What?
I don't know if you can see this. Can you see that thing moving down the hill over there?
No.
It's like – you can't see that?
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a marmot.
A marmot? Can you
see it? Look. See where I'm pointing? Do you see that fucking thing?
No.
Dude, there was like a – what the fuck was that? It was like a snow critter ripping down the hill.
We got to do this on location more often. I think it's working out really nicely.
I think we need to get the puppets.
We do need to get the puppets.
I'm really pushing for puppets, Chris.
Okay.
I find that if we can do a little bit of magic puppets and some ventriloquism, that's really the recipe for success I've seen
in vaudeville acts. I feel like we will sell above and beyond what we're selling now with puppets. A couple more things in surf news before I let you go.
Okay, go.
So we watched Sophie McCullough in West Oz try but ultimately fail to get a big win to make the championship tour. What the frick happened? A gust of wind?
The wind is disgusting.
Todd paddled across the channel to the back to the box and immediately broke her back.
Harsh.
Yeah, it's gnarly. And she's already recovering, so anyway. Well, I want to actually watch you. I want to let you go, but I want to watch. Maybe we can watch you take a run. Can you drop in and, like, do something?
I got to strap in and stuff. It's going to take a while.
All right, strap in and I'll keep talking.
Okay, go.
We got to try.
I'm just going to strap in over here.
So Sophie McCullough paddled across the channel, took off on an inside wave at the box, got pitched, landed on her back, broke her back. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Look, I was the one that asked you to do it, so that's fine.
I'll just mute for the time being.
Okay. You mute it. She was airlifted to Perth and immediately went into surgery. Heavy. Get well soon, Sophie. You're awesome. So Tahiti is right around the corner, potentially starting on May 22nd. We've got some wild cards to announce. You ever heard of Carissa Moore? She'll be in it. Vaheen Fierro is in it. Those are your two wild cards for the women. Who else we got? Slater, you know about that one. And I forget the other one. Oh, he's gone upside down. Let me see what your setup is.
Dropping in.
What are you riding?
Hold on, I'm muted.
Oh. You're muted the wrong way. Now you're reverse muted, you mutant. Anyway, Todd's trying to figure out how to work his phone again, as usual. Unmute it. Hey, unmute it. Hey. You pushed the wrong mute button, ding dong.
You did.
You're muted.
I'm trying to strap in one-handed. You know what how hard it is to run a... What?
What are you riding?
I'm trying to fucking put it on.
How long have you been snowboarding for?
Well, Chris, it's hard to do it with one hand.
Really?
That's what she said. Okay, hold on. I'm almost in.
Okay.
That's what she said again. Okay, there I go.
All right, this is Todd Richards dropping in.
I thought I dropped my glove.
Don't drop your gloves.
Good.
All right.
See, there's not a lot of podcasts that actually come to you live going down the hill.
No. None that I know of. Do a jump. How high can you ollie?
I don't think this is going to work out.
All right.
I'm going to go and hit some jumps.
That's enough.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
It's enough of Todd Richards right there. Anyway, so now it's just me. You just got Chris Cote. We'll just do this pretty quick. This is pretty cool. Bruce Irons took to his Instagram to talk about mental health. I think that's something that if you follow me, you'll know that I'm working with a company called Portal EXP that is all about starting and opening the conversation of mental health and emotional health. And I love so much that Bruce Irons has thrown it out there. Here's a quote from Bruce. I'm a 44-year-old professional surfer. My brother was world champion, the baddest motherfucker that ever lived. I'm doing this for him and my other fallen brothers, you know, friends that have died, ups and downs, losses, mental health problems. He's throwing it all out there. He's at a place in Mexico called Beyond, B-E-O-N-D, and he's having Ibucane treatment, and he's basically inviting anyone who's going through some major shit, mental health, addiction, you know, these things that a lot of people struggle with, including, you know, legends, heroes like Bruce Irons. So pretty rad, really rad, actually, that Bruce is becoming part of the solution, throwing it out there and starting the conversation. I have nothing but love for Bruce, and I'm so happy because, you know, he's one of those guys you just wonder, okay, how is he? Where is he? What is he doing? And it's just great to know that he's doing well and he's trying to better himself. In other surf news, the Oceanside Pier burnt down. Or should I say the tip? Just the tip. There was a restaurant out there. It had been closed for a long time. We don't know, as Billy Joel said, we didn't start the fire. And we don't know who did. But I'm sure they'll find out pretty soon. So that's a bummer for Oceanside. We love Oceanside. Place is awesome. Pier is awesome. So hopefully they'll get it rebuilt and opened up soon. Thank you to Nalu Films, because Wave Warriors 3 showed at La Paloma, brought to you by Nalu Films, and it was epic. Full house, bunch of surf turkeys in the audience, tons of familiar faces and friends and old heads and homies and kids and families, and Herbie Fletcher was there, Nathan was there, Dibby was there, Grayson Fletcher was there. And Nalu Films has said that they are going to bring these, a lot more of these movies out on the big screen, which is awesome. Check out Nalu Films because they have basically now a catalog of all the best, all the classic old surf flicks. And I'm just stoked to see them. You know, you can find a lot of these on YouTube, but they don't look good. Sometimes the soundtrack is off. These are the real deal films. So check out Nalu Films. And we do have some housekeeping to get back to in the ad block. The Dana Point Film Festival is this weekend. It's coming up. You got a VIP party on Thursday. You got Volcom Night on Friday. That's at Salt Creek. My band, Sunbenders, playing. They're going to show Munch. They're going to show Psychic Migrations. It's going to be an awesome night. If you've never been to Salt Creek, giant grass hill goes down to the bottom, and it's just, there's going to be a huge screen, music, and DJs. It's going to be a super fun night, all ages. Everybody's welcome. This is going to rule. Saturday night, Common Sense is going to be playing down there. More surf films. And there are other films that you can watch. There's, you know, a lot of them are ocean focused, of course, but the Dana Point Film Festival is super rad. Go to at Dana Point Film Festival on the gram. Check it all out. Get your tickets now. They will sell out. Did I mention Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce? Try Bachan's at Try Bachan's on the gram. Machu Picchu Energy, I need some. It was a long week. I need some. Oh, this is interesting. I had to take my girl to the airport, and it was like one of those border bridge. Anyway, I had to take her down to the border. It was at 3:30 in the morning. So I had a Machu Picchu Energy at about 7:30, 8 o'clock that evening, and it was prime. I was up. I was ready to rock and roll all the way till 3:30 in the morning. I got home at 4:45 a.m. The Machu Picchu Energy kept me going, kept me up, but when I got home, I was able to sleep. So shout out, big thank you, Machu Picchu Energy. Panic and Coffee and Tea, at Panic and Coffee and Tea, you know. You know what's up. We are working on a collab with Panic and Coffee and Tea and an artist named Scrojo, who was an absolute legend. Hopefully we're going to be getting some shirts and mugs and whatnot made. That's going to be awesome. Mammoth Mountain, as Todd mentioned, Mammoth is up and running and ripping. Talking bluebird conditions, perfect fun, slushy snow. Get up to Mammoth. At New Greens, why do you think Todd is still able to do 540s and wet cats and 720s at 50 whatever years old he is? It's because of places, companies like New Greens. And what else we got? Vessel Shipping at vessel.com. The ad block is a lot more fun with Todd here trying to ruin it, but I'll keep going. At Mint Tours, those epic Japan tours we've been talking about all year long will be opening up in June. But until then, we got New Zealand tours coming up. So check out at Mint Tours. Just had lunch with the Mint Tours crew the other day, and they're the best. At diecutstickers.com. Look at, we got stickers. We had them made at Diecut Stickers because diecutstickers.com is the best. At Diecut Stickers, DOTCOM on the gram. Who did I miss? I know I missed something. Pedal Electric, at pedal.electric. The summer sale is on now, $650 off and free shipping at pedalelectric.com. Get in there. Get over there and do it. I talked about Opus Footwear. I'll talk about skate news here. Sunbender shows coming up. We got Sunbender shows coming up. May 3rd, Dana Point for the Dana Point Film Festival. May 5th, Chris Cote solo at the SD Legion rugby game at Snapdragon Stadium. May 10th, Booze Brothers with Crasher. That's in Vista. That's going to rip so hard. And May 19th, we'll be playing at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa with Human, another epic show. Did I get to everything in surf news? I will be going to commentate to do my play-by-play deal in Tahiti and in El Salvador. That's just an update for you personally, from me to you. New Greens, Pedal Electric, Mint Tours. Skate news brought to you by Opus Footwear. The new limousine video is sick. It's subtle, highly technical, stylish skateboarding. And incredibly, unbelievably, one of their team riders, Nellie Morville, got onto the Quarter Snacks top 10 at number 6 at the Ashtray in Leucadia. If you've ever skated the Ashtray, you'll know it's the best, worst park in the world. And she did a roll-on backsmith kickflip out around the thing. You know, if you know, you know. But Nelly, that was sick. The Master Swamp Fest video just dropped on Thrasher. It's amazing. Can never get enough Swamp Fest videos. And also, if you want to win a scholarship to go to Woodward this summer, check out at Lizzie Armanto on Instagram. You know, that Lizzie. Check out Lizzie and basically go to her Instagram page. She's having a contest along with Woodward to get you out there for free. So that's totally worth it. And geez. Oh, let me see if I can get the questions that you may have asked of us. Ow. God. Sorry. Okay, let's go to Instagram and let's see if we have any questions from the fine people here. Yeah. What is my Instagram password? Log in. Hey. Yeah, just more technological savvy. Try another way. I don't know. I can't get to your questions right now, but I love you a lot. And thank you, Todd, for taking time out of your shred to come on to your podcast that you host with me. So this has been the Monday Mass. We'll get to all your questions and everything next week, I think. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. None of us know what's going to happen. But thanks for listening to me blather on by myself alone in my mom's basement. Later.